Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. We are up to Sif Chav Beis, the second to last line on page 354. The Mechaber says in Sif Chav Beis, Teva She'achaz Bo Ha'or. You have a box that caught on fire. Yochol Lifros Or Shel Gedi Mitzida Ha'acher Shaloti Sarif. So you want to prevent the fire from spreading to the entire box, so you're allowed to spread out the skin of a goat on the second side so it shouldn't burn. And you can make a wall from any kind of vessels to make a separation so the fire doesn't spread. Even pottery vessels that are new, that are filled with water, that they for sure are going to break when the fire reaches them. So you can put out different pottery vessels that are filled with water as the mechitza, knowing for sure that they will break when the fire reaches them, but they'll then put the fire out by having the water spill. The reason why that's okay, says the Mechaber, is the Guram Kibui Mutter. Just doing a grumma on the kibui, meaning an indirect way of putting out the fire, is permissible. And the Ramah adds on, b'mekom pseida, in a place of loss. Here there's a fire, it's going to ruin your stuff, so therefore to prevent the loss, you're allowed to do a Guram Kibui. Says the Mishaburis of Katan and Gimel Or Shalgdi. So the Mishaburis says the Or Shalgdi is lach. We're talking about a moist leather or skin of a goat. The ayin b'simin shincha siv chafel inyan mukta. Look earlier what we learned l'gabe mukta. Over there we said the skin that is lach is actually mukta. So how you let him move it? Ach lefiya mavur le'el b'siv beiz b'dei arishona. But based on what we learned earlier in this simin, in siv beiz, the first shita, the tiltum mukta mutterim kom seda, that you are allowed to move mukta in a case of a loss. So asi shapir b'pshita, so everything comes out very well with a simple understanding. You're allowed to move the gedi skin that is lach, which is normally mukta, because it is to prevent a loss, and therefore you can spread it on the second side of the box. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Chav Gimel. Talish Sha'ochaz Baha'or. In Sif Chav Beis, we discussed a box that caught fire. Now we discuss a garment that caught fire. So you want to prevent it from spreading to the rest of the garment. So poshto umiskaseba. You could spread out the garment and you could place it on. Ve'eno choshesh im tichbe. You don't have to be worried if the fire gets extinguished. There's a shita that says that although you can do this, you have to have kavana that it shouldn't happen. In other words, you can't have kavana that it should get extinguished. The Ramah says, "Mutter lichbos ka'ora al haner." You're allowed to flip over a bowl over a candle, shalotechos bakora, so it shouldn't catch fire onto the beam of the house. Says the Mishaburah, "Sivkada nundalar poshta." So you have a talus that caught fire, you're allowed to spread it out. Shalotia mekupelas, you want to have it not folded. Shaloyechos al yideza ha'or bekula, if it's folded up, so the fire is going to spread quickly to the entire talus, therefore you want to spread it out, you want to wear it, and indirectly it's going to get extinguished. So the Mechaber in the first shita said that's mutter, but then he brought a yesh mishomer shetzar shalo yiskavin lakach. It can't be that that's your kavana. Says the Mishaburis of Katnun Hei, humi divri hatur, this is the language of the tour. The ayin b'tash sheber de rotzalomar. Look in the Taz who explains that what the Torah means to say is shelo yiskaven befuulaso lechabos mashahud lakfar. You cannot have kavana in your actions to extinguish that which is already caught on fire. Elo shelo tidlak yoser. The only kavana you could have is that fire shouldn't spread, but not to extinguish that which is already there. The imeira shaydei zen nich b'hor legamri eno choshesh. And if your kavana is just that it shouldn't spread, but derech agav it happens to go out as well, that's not a concern. Kevin shehulo neskavin lazeh. Since that was not your intention, you were just trying to prevent the spreading of the fire, it happens to be that it went out, so that's not your concern. Uledina mashma medivri hachronim, halach lemais is mashma from the hachronim, ditafsinan digam beniskavin lazamutter, that they go like the first shita, and they come out that if you have kavana that it should get extinguished, it's also mutter. Eler sheyizor shlo yorutz, you have to just make sure that you don't run, v'yikpots and jump, v'yinana atzmo ona va'ona, and move yourself around from place to place, kedei sheyichbe, in order to extinguish it, o sheyinaneas atalus kedei sheyichbe, or shaking the talus and moving it in a way that it's going to get extinguished, tekolza halo osa maisa kibui mamish, all those things, you're moving too fast. You're moving the talus around too fast. That is an actual maisa of extinguishing. Velav gram kibui, that is not gram kibui. So they hold the maisa that gram kibui is mutter as long as it's not real kibui. But if you're running around or shaking around the talus, that's not called gram kibui, that's called regular kibui. Velo yeyosa came be Yisrael, that cannot be done in Klal Yisrael. Ella, rather, what should you do? Miskasa batalas kadarka, put on the talus the normal way, and that way the fire will get extinguished without you doing a maisa kibui biyadayim. It will just be considered a gram kibui. V'chein sefer Torah shachas b'ha'or, so to a sefer Torah that caught fire, poshta v'koreba, you could spread it out, hoping the fire is going to go out, and read from it. V'im kavsa kavsa, if it goes out, it goes out. Umut lukro le'ino yehudi v'yechab osa, you're allowed to call a goy to put out the fire in that case. Kedel el besif yudches ulukamon besif chavav, like we saw earlier in sif yudches, and we'll see soon in sif chavav ezra Hashem. Sif katan nun vav, the mechaber told us that if the talus caught fire, you could spread it out, cover yourself with it, and you don't have to worry if it gets extinguished. The Ramos said that you're allowed to take a bowl and cover the nair so it shouldn't catch on to the beams. Says the Mishavura in Sivkata Nunvav, B'simen Reish Ayin Zayin B'Arnu Din Zaheita B'Mishavura Ayin Shom. We discussed this earlier in Reish Ayin Zayin. If you look at note number 53, we'll see a little bit of a summary. Shom Kosov, there the Mishavura says, Shedavka ka'ara shalcheres muter lichlos al haner. That which the Ramah says, you can flip a bowl over onto the candle to prevent the fire catching onto the korah. That's only if the bowl is made out of pottery. Aval shel mateches aser, but if the bowl is made out of metal, it's forbidden. Ki hamachamim osa chay mishamavir. One who heats up a metal kli is being over the isra of mavir. That's not allowed. Elim kein yeh shashay dehad leka yovel yisakana stavashas. Unless, of course, it could be a sakana, then avada, you could turn over a metal kli or any kli to make sure the fire doesn't spread. Sha'oz mutter b'chalof, and then everything's mutter. Ve'kosav ocham, we say over there further in the Mishabura, she'ba'ofen she'ein chashash sakana, when it's not a concern of sakana, yesh lahaniach ma'at avir ben akli lahaner. Even though you're allowed to put a kli over the nair, so the fire should not catch onto the beams, we have to leave a little air between the kli and the nair. She'im lo kein yich b'haner, if not, it's vada going to go out, and that would be a problem of extinguishing. Continues the Mishabura, the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Chav Dalut. Yesh omrim she'ein yochal litein olav mashkin kidei she'yich b'kesh yagiyo lehem. There are those who say that you cannot place liquid on the second half of the garment. The fire is on one half. You want to prevent the fire from spreading to the other half, so you want to pour liquids on it. So the first shita says that you cannot place mashkin in order that it should extinguish the fire when the fire reaches there. And we'll see why that is shortly. There are those who say that you can place liquids on the other half of the garment so the fire will go out when it reaches there, as long as you don't put water there. And the reason why water is a problem is mishum kibus. That would be a problem of laundering. Shriyaso zel kibuso, putting water on a garment, that's considered laundering. V'yesh matir nafilu b'mayim, there are those who are matir that you could even place water on the second half of the kli, and we'll see their svara as well shortly. V'divrei svara shenis nirim. The mechaber ends a sif after bringing down three shitas. One says you can't put liquid there at all in the second half of the garment. The second shita says you can put other liquids, but you can't put water. And the third shita says you can even put water. Zakta mechaber divrei svar shenis niris, that you can place other liquids, you just can't place water. Says the Mishavura sekata nun zayin. She'en yachol, the first shita says that you can't put any liquids on the other half of the garment. Didavka lahavsik bikelim mileyim mayim shari b'sivcha bez. Dafka, we learned in Sif Chav Beis that you could put kelim that are filled with water, that when the fire comes, the kelim will break, and that will eventually put out the fire. That is mutter, she'en ha-mayin ba'ayin. Because in that case, when you're placing the kelim there, the water is not visible. The water is inside, but you don't see it. Aval hocha she'mayin ba'ayin, but over here, when you want to put the water on the actual garment, so the water is visible, hum mekariv l'hakibu ayideh zev aser. That brings the kibui at a much quicker pace, and therefore that is going to be forbidden. So that is the first shita, that this is less of a gram kibui, more of a regular kibui, and therefore any liquids on the second half of the garment to put out the fire when it spreads there is aser. Second shita said other liquids are mutter. Svira luhu, sivkata nunches, they hold. This is no different. Just like you're allowed to put the kelim in sifchot beis that are going to break when the fire reaches it and the water is going to put it out, you can put the water on the second half of the garment. It's the same thing. When the fire reaches that point, the fire will get extinguished by the liquid is there, and therefore it's permissible. The only problem is if you put actual water, that's a problem. Sifchot nuntes mishum kibus, because that's laundering. To Kaimalon, because we hold Shriyas HaBeged Zeo Kibuso, that soaking a garment, that is the laundering. I, the third Shita, how do they say that even the water is going to be okay? V'hayesh matirim svirulhu de'lo shayach zel b'mokom sheyesh tinof odam avalo b'talas noki. The last Shita agrees that Shriyas HaBeged Zeo Kibuso, but that's only a beggar that has some kind of dirt or some kind of dam that is on it, but not a clean garment. We're discussing over here a clean garment. And therefore, even putting water there is going to be mutter, because we don't say shios el kibuso when it's already kavos, it's already clean. Sivkaton samich v'divrei svar v'chuli v'ayin l'el b'simin shin bei sivtes p'bir alocha divra maskul sheish lav luchlo mashe kasavnu b'ze. So if you look at note 57, he gives a little summary. Shom kasav, there he writes, sh'av sh'midivrei ha'shulchan aruch l'el, even if the mechaber earlier in shin beis, it's mashma kedas asovim shebebeged she'enu meluchloch ein omim shriyasu zeo kibuso. The mechaber over there sounds like the third sheet over here, that if the garment is clean, there's no problem of kibus. Mikomokom kama achronim uchichu medivri ha'shulchan aruch kan. Some achronim prove from the mechaber over here, shedaitu kedas ha'osrim shriyas beged afilu meinu meluchloch. The mechaber holds that with water, we do say shriyasu zeo kibuso, even if, when there's no luchloch on the garment, because the mechaber said the ikar sheet over here, sheet number two, which said water is aser, because we say shriyasu zeo kibuso, even though the garment is clean. So what's the bottom line? La halacha kasa shom. La halacha, we write over there, shedas hagrov el yirabo, shemutter lishros beged she'enu meluchluk. You are allowed to soak a garment that is not dirty. And eino miskavin lekibus, if that's not your intention for kibus. Umikomokom kevan sheish kamer rishonah shemachmirim bazab alamaisa, since there are various rishonah that are machmir, even by a clean garment, bevada yesh lahachmir be'issa Torah, for sure it's better to be machmir by an issa daraisa. Hunesinas mayim al beged noki b'derech lichluch, placing water on a clean garment, but in the way of making it more dirty. Kigon l'nagev osayadayim, you're going to be drying your hands, so your hands have water on them with dirt that the water was washing off your hands, and now you're drying it on a clean garment. We learned earlier that is mutter. Ve'ein omen be'ofen zeh shriyaso zeh kibuso. We don't say in that case shriyaso zeh kibuso because you're actually dirtying the garment. Ve'lochein das gonu shomazan arbach shem ha'beged noki. If the beged is clean, yesh lo hokel letzarech hatzola, you can be lenient for purposes of saving the garment. Lo seis olav mayim derech lichloch, to place the water on the garment in a form of lichloch, of dirtying, kigon shenoto yodav ala beged. For example, washing your hands over the garment. So it's not like the water going on the garment, but the dirt that comes off your hands is also going on. That's derech lichloch. In that case, one can be lenient. Says the mechaber Vayter Sifchav Hei. Eino Yehudi Shabal Chabos. If a guy comes to extinguish a fire, Ein Sarach Limchos Biyado, you do not need to protest against him. Aval Katan Shabal Chabos, but a Katan who comes to extinguish the fire, Sarach Limchos Biyado, then you have to protest against him. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Aleph, Eino Yehudi. Why, if the guy comes, do you not have to tell him to stop? The Einu Yehudi Adaiti Denavshei Ka'ovid. Because when the guy comes to put out the fire, he's doing it with his own mindset. He's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. Even if he knows that it's good for the Yisrael, his intention is for his own Hanoah, because he knows he's not going to lose out. The Jew's going to pay him back for the help that he's doing. Avol, B'simen Reish Ayin Vav B'hadlokas Ner. But in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, when it came to lighting a candle, Kishehidlik b'shvil Yisrael, if a goy lit a candle for Yisrael, Sheguf haYisrael nenem menu. In that case, the body of the Jew is benefiting from the candle the goy is lighting. Lo amina adaiti denav shekavit. There we do not say the guy is doing it for himself. Va'osr l'shtamish l'orah. And then you are not allowed to get benefit from that light that is being created. So when it comes to lighting a candle, that's considered a hanah of the guf of Yisrael. That's not allowed. But over here, where it's talking about just extinguishing, then we would just say, since the Jew is not getting an actual hanah from it, it's just preventing loss, then we'll say the guy is doing it adat in the nafshe, he's hoping to get paid back for it afterwards. Sifkotan samich beish balachabos, the guy comes to extinguish. Afilu hu avdo hamuskar lo lizman. Even if the guy that comes is the eved of the Yisrael, who's hired for a sinner at the time, Gamkein Amina Nadaiti Dinashe Kavod, we still say the Eved is coming with his own mindset, with his own kavana in mind. Sekotas Abel Gimel Ainsar Limchos, you don't have to protest against him. Abel Osrul Zarzo. But you can't be mazarius and they should extinguish the fire once he came on his own. Even though he came on his own, you have to just leave him. You don't have to protest, but you can't encourage him to go faster and to do it better. But a cotton who comes to extinguish, then you have to tell him not to. If it's a little kid that is below the age of chinuch, you have to stop him. A katan does not have enough das to say that he's doing it with his own purposes. Memela va'osel das aviv, we say he's doing it for the das of his father. Sheyodeya shekibu izad noach la'aviv, he knows that this extinguishing will be good for his father. Va'osel bishvilo, he's doing it for his father. Va'oser, and therefore it is forbidden. The mitzuva al shvisaso, a father is commanded on the shvisa of his child, even if he's below the age of chinuch, just like he's commanded on shvisas bento, and therefore he must stop the child because the child is doing it for the father. Va'ayim v'bagan Avram. Even the one who says Malachah Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa is only the Rabbanim, which putting out a fire is a Malachah Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa. So according to those who say it's the Rabbanim, even so, Gam Kein Tzarach Limchos B'Yodo, you still need to protest against him. Look at the Pirim Agadah, what he writes about this. Sev Kodan Sam V'Vav, you must be Moicha B'Yodo. Va'ayim Bebeis Yosef. Even if the child comes to extinguish a fire in someone else's house, you must protest against him. Even if he's not doing it for his father, but the Maisa is doing it for a Godel, that Godel would have to stop the child from doing it. The Shaar Tzion writes in Os Nundalit, V'laniyas Daiti, Debedleikas Oviv Muchuyev Oviv Menatayra Limchos Biodo. Zakti Chavetz Chaim, there is a chiluk between a child coming to extinguish the fire of his father or the fire of someone else. If it comes to extinguish the fire of his father, then the father is mukhiya midaraisa to protest against him and get him to stop. Kevan shu osa ladaito, since the child is doing it ladas to the father. And the reason why the father has to stop him is kadei shalo yavur amad diksiv lo sasa v'gomer uvincha uvitacha. That you have to stop your child, your son or your daughter from doing mulacha. So that would be a chiyav daraisa. But when a little kid comes to put out a fire of someone else, the other person would only have a chi of the rabbanon to protest and have him not do it. The Gemara shakel v'tari, because the Gemara has a discussion. Amai hitiru be'eno Yehudi. Why would they matir if the guy comes? Umeshani. The Gemara answers. Ein Yehudi adati d'nafshe oved. That the guy is coming on his own. Mashein came bekatan zeh, which is not the case by a small child. Kemoshekasev beis Yosef, and therefore the Chavetz Chaim is saying the chiluk that if it's the father of the son and the son comes to extinguish the fire of the father has a chi of daraisa of shvisas beno to tell him to stop. Masha enkein, if a child comes to extinguish someone else's father, that person would only have a chi of derabonim to stop the child. We will stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Siv Chavav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.